Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Infographic Guide to Personal Finance by Michelle Kagan is a visually driven primer designed to make money management feel clearer and less intimidating. Instead of long technical chapters, it relies on charts, diagrams, and compact explanations to map out how personal finance works in real life, from day-to-day budgeting to long-range goals like retirement. The book fits within the Infographic Guide series, so its core promise is speed and clarity. Readers can scan a topic, understand the key terms, and connect concepts without wading through dense prose. Kagan, known for accessible finance writing, focuses on the practical building blocks most people need: organizing cash flow, handling debt responsibly, understanding credit, planning for major purchases, and getting started with investing and insurance. The result is a reference-style guide you can return to when you need a refresher on a concept or a quick framework for making a decision. It is especially appealing for visual learners and busy readers who want confidence with financial basics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a budget that actually works. A major theme of the book is turning budgeting from a restrictive chore into a simple system for directing money with intention. The visual format helps readers see the relationship between income, fixed costs, variable spending, and savings targets, which is often the missing link for people who feel they make decent money but never get ahead. The guide emphasizes tracking where money goes, identifying spending leaks, and choosing a budgeting method that matches your habits, whether that is category-based planning, a percentage-based approach, or a more flexible framework. It also highlights the importance of prioritizing essentials first, then allocating for goals, and finally leaving room for guilt-free spending so the plan is sustainable. By presenting budgeting as a feedback loop, the book encourages periodic check-ins and small adjustments rather than all-or-nothing overhauls. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how to create a baseline budget, handle irregular expenses, and plan for seasonal spikes like holidays. The underlying message is that a budget is not about perfection, it is about awareness and control, so you can make trade-offs consciously instead of reacting to surprises. Secondly, smart debt decisions and a plan to pay it down. The book treats debt as a tool that can either help or harm depending on structure, cost, and behavior. Using simplified visuals, it explains how interest works, why compounding can be brutal when it is working against you, and how minimum payments keep people trapped for years. It distinguishes between common types of debt such as credit cards, student loans, auto loans, and mortgages, and it frames each in terms of typical interest rates, repayment timelines, and risks. A practical takeaway is the value of choosing a payoff strategy that you will stick with. Readers are introduced to concepts that resemble widely used approaches like targeting the highest interest balances first or building momentum by clearing smaller balances early, along with the idea of refinancing or consolidating when it truly reduces total cost. The guide also connects debt management to cash flow and emergency planning because aggressive payoff plans can backfire if they leave no buffer for inevitable surprises. Beyond the math, the book highlights behavioral triggers and the importance of setting guardrails, such as limiting new borrowing, automating payments, and aligning purchases with long-term priorities. The result is a clearer blueprint for reducing debt without losing stability or motivation. Thirdly, credit scores, credit reports, and financial reputation. Another important topic is understanding credit as a measurable financial reputation that affects borrowing costs and even everyday opportunities. The guide breaks down what goes into a credit score, why payment history and utilization matter so much, and how length of credit history and new inquiries can influence results. By visualizing these components, the book makes it easier to see which actions have the biggest impact and which myths waste attention. It also explains the purpose of credit reports, what kinds of accounts and events appear on them, and why checking your report is a key form of financial hygiene. Readers learn practical habits for strengthening credit without taking on unnecessary debt, such as paying on time consistently, keeping balances manageable relative to limits, and being strategic about opening or closing accounts. The book also addresses common credit pitfalls, including missed payments, high utilization spikes, and errors that can drag down scores. The benefit of this section is confidence. Instead of treating credit as a mysterious number controlled by lenders, readers see it as something they can influence through predictable, repeatable behavior. Stronger credit can translate into lower interest rates, easier approvals, and more flexibility when life changes demand access to financing. Fourthly, saving, emergency funds, and goal-based planning. The book positions saving as the stabilizing force behind every other financial decision. Through simple frameworks, it shows how an emergency fund reduces reliance on high-cost debt, protects long-term investments from being liquidated at the wrong time, and lowers stress when income or expenses fluctuate. It discusses common savings goals such as building a starter cushion, preparing for major purchases, and planning for irregular but predictable costs like car repairs or medical bills. The visual approach helps readers categorize goals by time horizon, which supports choosing the right place to keep the money, balancing safety and accessibility against potential growth. It also reinforces the role of automation, making savings a default rather than an afterthought. In addition, the guide ties savings to opportunity, not just protection, because having cash reserves can enable career moves, relocation, education, or starting a small business without immediate financial pressure. This section encourages readers to define realistic targets, break them into monthly contributions, and track progress in a motivating way. By connecting savings habits to specific life outcomes, the book makes the process feel purposeful. Readers learn to treat saving as a system, not a one-time decision, and to adapt goals as circumstances change. Lastly, investing, retirement basics, and risk management. The guide introduces investing as a long-term process built on diversification, time, and disciplined contributions rather than on stock-picking excitement. It clarifies foundational terms like assets, allocation, risk tolerance, and compounding growth, helping readers understand why patience and consistency often outperform frequent tinkering. It also outlines how retirement planning typically works, including the idea of tax-advantaged accounts and employer benefits, and why starting earlier can dramatically change outcomes. Alongside growth, the book addresses protection through insurance and other risk management tools, framing them as ways to prevent a single event from derailing years of progress. Visual explanations make it easier to compare common insurance types and to understand the trade-off between premiums, deductibles, and coverage limits. The combined message is balance. Pursue growth with an investment plan suited to your horizon, but reduce catastrophic risk with appropriate safeguards. Readers are encouraged to align investing choices with goals, keep fees and complexity under control, and avoid emotional decisions during market swings. By presenting investing and insurance within a single personal finance ecosystem, the book helps readers see how saving, debt payoff, and protection work together. The outcome is a clearer path from financial stability to long-term independence. In conclusion, this book is best for beginners, visual learners, and busy adults who want a reliable personal finance reference without committing to a long, narrative-heavy workbook. It also fits readers who already know a few concepts but need a clearer map of how budgeting, credit, debt, saving, investing, and insurance connect into one system. The benefit to a reader's life is practical confidence. You can make everyday choices like using a credit card, selecting a loan term, building an emergency fund, or starting retirement contributions with a stronger sense of cause and effect. That reduces costly mistakes and helps turn goals into measurable steps. Compared to similar personal finance books, its advantage is speed of comprehension. The infographic style makes complex ideas easier to remember, and it functions well as a quick refresher when a real decision is in front of you, such as negotiating interest rates, choosing coverage, or setting a savings target. Rather than pushing a single rigid philosophy, it emphasizes broadly applicable fundamentals, which makes it useful across income levels and life stages. If you want clear frameworks you can revisit, and you prefer visuals over pages of dense text, it is worth buying as a desk-side money guide. If you would like to support Michelle Kagan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.